Death Sharing, written by Nia Jaseki and read by Fens and Marshes for day 21 of Xiangsheng Love Month. 1. You are never allowed to do this again, Xiangcheng's mother said, her voice harsh in the way that means she was scared because she hated being scared. Never again. You hear me? I hear you, Anyang, Xiangcheng said. He was still dazed and dizzy from it, whatever it was. He'd just wanted to save the poor cat from the bullies, and he wasn't entirely sure how he'd gone from wrestling with a few of them. That was a generous way of putting it, he'd been getting his ass kicked, to suddenly having his head cracked open and bleeding. Did it live? Yes, of course it lived, and then it ran away because it was a stray, Madame Yu snapped. You're the one that nearly died. You can't... Death-sharing is a rare gift, Achong, but you can't use it too often, you hear me? Every time you use it, your own life gets shorter. You must never do it again, and you mustn't tell anyone else about it. No one at all, swear to me? I swear, he said. No one at all. 2. There was a time limit by which he could effectively death-share with someone, and that's why he was desperate to get back to the Lotus Pier after they'd finally gotten loose again. The time limit, and the condition of the body, the more damaged it was, the worse it was, the harder to bring them back and the less good their condition to come back was, and worst of all, the people involved would be woken up right where their corpses were. If he wanted to save his parents' lives, they had to get the bodies. He explained this to Wei Wuxian as they were running. You can do what with dead people? Wei Wuxian said, stunned, but Xiangcheng tugged his hand. Okay, we'll think of something. I'll be the distraction while you get the bodies, Xiangcheng said firmly. They're more interested in me than you, since I'm the heir and you're just annoying, and there's a better chance that they'll want to take me prisoner or something. You don't know that. The signs said that they wanted me and Xiexie alive. That's something. It's your life you're risking. I'm willing to risk it, Xiangcheng said, but he hadn't thought about how Wen Qiao had Wen Julio at his side. At least, he thought to himself, by the time Wen Julio melted his golden core, he'd already suffered through the same thing having happened to his father, too. It didn't help. 3. Xiang Fengmian and Madame Yu were still weak from the assault at the Lotus Pier, their cultivation severely damaged by the battle and the after-effects of the death-sharing after being dead for too long for the process to go smoothly. So Wei Wuxian hid them away in a carriage and sent them back to Mei Shanyu before returning to the Lotus Pier to rescue Xiangcheng. It made sense now, of course, why Xiangcheng had wanted to be the distraction. He'd screamed a lot when he death-shared, screaming and thrashing in agony as his body opened up simulacral wounds to mimic the ones suffered by the deceased. There would have been no way to hide him, much less for him to steal the corpses. Rescuing Xiangcheng led to Wen Ning, and Wen Ning led to Wen Qing, and Wen Qing... It was worth it, Wei Wuxian thought to himself, his teeth gritted as he stared up into the unforgiving night sky of Yiling. It was worth it. After all, Xiangcheng would do the same for him in a heartbeat. Hadn't he just seen that? That was incredibly stupid, Madame Yu said irritably. Incredibly stupid. You can't keep hiding people who should be dead in Meishan, you know that, right? What was I supposed to do? Xiangcheng said, throwing up his hands. Let Shijie be widowed? Leave Aling to grow up without his father? Wei Wuxian had let Wen Ning run rampage on everyone else there, grabbed Jin Zizhuan's corpse, and fled at once. Xiangcheng, upon hearing the news, had rushed to Meishan as well, and now they had a living body where they had previously had a corpse, except they couldn't tell anyone about it. "Your ability is the sort of thing that starts wars, Xiangcheng," Jin Zizhan said, rubbing his face. "If anyone found out you brought me back, maybe you should have let Aliu be widowed." "Don't be stupid," Xiangcheng said. "You just have to, I don't know, hide out for a while. That's what we did with Adia and Anyang. Nobody knows they're still alive." "That's only because Uncle Jiang doesn't have a golden core anymore, and Madame Yu didn't want to come back," Wei Wuxian pointed out. "Couldn't we come up with some sort of story or something?" There were a lot of witnesses to what happened, and Wen Ning didn't kill all of them. He was pretty dead. "Damn it, I need to get back to Yiling then. There'll be reprisals about this." Wei Wuxian shook his head. "Whatever you do, don't use your death sharing on me, okay?" "Get lost," Xiangcheng said. "And don't do anything stupid." Wei Wuxian left. "He's going to do something stupid, isn't he?" he asked his mother. "Shut up and drink your damn medicine," Madame Yu said. "You still have a fist-sized hole in your chest." Her fingers were gentle in his hair. Five. Xiangcheng opened his eyes to the smell of soup. "Jiejie?" he asked, voice raspy. "I knew it would work," Wei Wuxian crowed. "I told you he'd wake up if you made him soup." "Yes, yes, Asian, you're a genius," Xiang Yan Li said. "Ma Cheng, how are you feeling?" He considered it. "Like I've been stabbed several times and then ripped apart by a horrific backlash of power within the same day," he said honestly. "You've been unconscious for a long while," she said, worrying her lip. "We didn't know if you'd wake up." "I told you not to do it," Wei Wuxian said, stabbing at him with his finger. "I told you." Xiangcheng glared at him. "You don't have a golden core." "What?" Xiang Yan Li said, even as Wei Wuxian froze. "I can feel what happens to a golden core when someone's dying," Xiangcheng said. "You don't have one. At all. You gave it to me, didn't you? All that bullshit about Bao Shan Sanren, that was all lies, wasn't it? And Wen Xing did the transfer?"
"Oh, Asian."
"You'd have done it for me," Wei Wuxian exclaimed. You did do it for me. Just now, you screamed so much. It was worth it." "You still should have told us," Xiangcheng said. "Now you're going to have to hide away for the rest of your life. Just like Adia and Anyang." "Asuan and I are quite happy living as Jiang sect retainers, if you can get partial custody of Aliang," Xiang Yan Li put in. "And Adia and Anyang are really enjoying their retirement in Meishan Yu, actually." "Everyone would figure it out if someone who looked even a little bit like Wei Wuxian showed up in the Lotus Pier, though." "Why don't you have him go to Gusu?" Jin Zizhuan asked from the door. "Hong Guangjun's only been in love with him forever. He'll agree." They all turned to stare at him. "What?" he asked, clearly puzzled. "I know it's one of those things we never talk about, but surely it's the right time to..." "He's in what with me?" Wei Wuxian demanded. "You didn't know?" "No!" Xiangcheng exclaimed. "Nobody would think that!"
"But it's so obvious?"
"Well," Xiang Yanli said practically, "it would solve the problem, wouldn't it? No one would expect ASEAN to resurrect himself in the cloud recesses.
We could give you a nice new name.
How do you feel about Mo?
End of story. Thank you for listening.